Good afternoon. The date is July 3rd, 2017. The time is 2:53 p.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State, where I live and reside on this Monday. It's a day off for me from the day job. I got done mowing the lawns here. I'm sitting back with a beer, and I'm doing audio because I enjoy doing audio. And I wanted to talk about, as you can see from the description and the audio art, about an application that I really enjoy using, and it is fun to use. I'm using it right now, matter of fact, to do this audio. It's called Boss Jock Studios by the Boss Jocks, as far as what I'm reading on the iTunes page there for Boss Jock Studios. And I guess it's being listed at $9.99. I think I bought mine on sale when they were running a sale for $5, and it's probably the best $5 I spent, because this application, Boss Jock, is the boss. I really like using it. I've used it over the last couple years here, over there on Mixcloud, when I do my radio show called the Tioga Radio Show, which I will be doing a return to tomorrow, which is the birthday of my country, the United States of America. It's Independence Day, July 4th. And but the radio show I do, I use the Boss Jock app on my iPad mini, and I'm actually using it right now, recording this audio to be posted here on that program formerly known as Audio Boo, as well as on Anchor, if I keep it down within 5 minutes, which I think I can. I'm watching the clock. But I just want to express my appreciation to the Boss Jock team that this is, if you're doing audio, you need to look at somehow encompassing this application into you doing audio, because the thing is, it's only iOS. I wish they had a PC version, but on PC I end up using Audacity, which is another great audio program. But Boss Jock, it's a podcasting powerhouse. If you have the iOS operating system and you're able to use it, I've been using it for a number of years on that Mixcloud platform where I do the Tioga Radio Show, and I will be returning to it after about a month and a half to 2 month hiatus here, which isn't nothing new. During the course of the year, I take several of them, but it's a fun program. Using it over there on Mixcloud, I definitely feel like the wannabe radio DJ that I always express myself as being when I do use it. And it always gives a quality product at the end, because you can load up audio in the various card configurations, and you can key up on those cards as you're doing your audio and the like. And I'm using it for another mini podcast that I'm doing called Something to Think About. And it's a 10-minute mini podcast where I present my thought of the day, as well as an additional thought of the day utilizing the Boss Jock app. So it's just, I can't express enough how much Boss Jock Studio is the boss as far as audio applications, because like I said, I do use PC Audacity. On the PC I do use the Audacity. On the cell phone I use the HiQ MP3 recorder, which is free, which is good. And I also have Super Voice Recorder on the cell phone. That's the LG Ultimate track phone. And then there's one other one that I have used. It's called the Hukisa audio editor, which is okay, but I tell you, Boss Jock beats them all. And I've just found that I'm able to do a lot more now that I've revisited and using the application. So if you haven't used Boss Jock Studios, check it out, because Boss Jock Studio rules. And just wanted to express that. So I'm going to finish this beer and maybe have another one, but you all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. And as always, peace.